The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The next step in the legal action against Jeffrey Donaldson takes place this morning. Amanda Ferguson joins me. Amanda, this hearing is for what?
It's the arraignment hearing, Anton. I'm outside Newry Court. Jeffrey Donaldson is expected to arrive shortly, as is Eleanor Donaldson. So Jeffrey Donaldson's facing 18 charges, sexual offences, including rape, gross indecency and indecent assault. And Eleanor Donaldson is facing 5 charges, including aiding and abetting. The charges will be put to them formally and they will enter their pleas. And obviously you can't preempt what accused persons will do in court. However, it's expected that both will plead not guilty.
The not guilty pleas, if they are entered as such, will have, I assume, significant implications for the victims, the alleged victims, in that it will probably require testimony from them, and significant reputational concerns for the Donaldsons, because all of this will be ventilated in court.
That's correct. If both of the accused persons plead not guilty today, then we'll probably hear some next steps set out about when the trial may take place. Up to this point, there's been an indication that if a trial is due to go ahead, that it would likely happen before spring.
Do we have any sense of how long a trial is likely to last if it does happen?
Not at this point. There are so many variables you wouldn't be able to say. What we know now is that by about 10:30, 11 o'clock, we'll know what pleas Jeffrey Donaldson and Eleanor Donaldson have entered to the court, and then what the next steps are at that point. It would be impossible to say. However, it has moved quite expeditiously through the justice system up to this point. If a trial was due to start early next year, springtime, then you'd imagine it will be concluded at some point in 2025. But we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves with that.
The Donaldsons, when the charges were originally brought, there were reports that Jeffrey Donaldson had removed himself from Northern Ireland and was living in London. Where have they been up until now?
Well, up until this point, the bail arrangements were for Jeffrey Donaldson to reside at an address in London and for Eleanor Donaldson to reside at an address in County Down. The bail conditions had been eased slightly in that the accused persons were allowed to interact with each other, whereas previously they weren't allowed to do that. However, Jeffrey Donaldson was ordered that he wasn't allowed to have unsupervised access with persons under 18. And that Eleanor Donaldson couldn't be the person that would be doing any supervision. So we'll just have to wait and see what they decide to do. However, Jeffrey Donaldson's lawyer has arrived in court this morning. And up to this point, John McBurney has indicated that Jeffrey Donaldson will be pleading not guilty. I know that Eleanor Donaldson has a separate lawyer, a separate solicitor. And at this point, there hasn't been any communication to the press of any description from her legal team.
On the topic of the press, given the stature that Jeffrey Donaldson once held in Northern Ireland politics, what's the level of attention and media circus like? Are there many there outside the court?
Well, I'm outside Newry Court. There's about 40 or 50 people in and around the court area. Heavy police presence is mainly journalists and police officers. Previously, we've seen members of the public gather whenever these hearings have been taking place. But so far, there isn't anybody behind any of the sort of crash barriers that are erected to try and maintain some sort of order whenever the Donaldsons arrive to go into court. But huge, huge political ramifications. But at the heart of this, it is a legal story. So that sort of is the priority for the coverage.
And as you say, he's facing charges of 1 charge of rape, 4 counts of gross indecency, 13 charges of indecent assault. If that progresses to him being found guilty, do we know at this point what kind of sentence that might result in?
Not at this point. There is a quite a hefty sentence for all of those. But again, we'll have to wait and see what the legal process takes, if any, what the pleas are that are entered by the two, if the trial goes ahead and so on. So we can't really just jump ahead to that yet.
Amanda, thank you very much. That's Amanda Ferguson from Newry reporting for us there.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.